This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happy this morning to talk to Ronnie Baker Brooks, bringing an electrifying performance to Riverbend Live tomorrow night. And good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have got a great Chicago blues sound. Talk about how you got into music. How did it all start?
Well, it started with being with my father, the late, great Lonnie Brooks. The blues legend Lonnie Brooks taught me everything I know. And I'm learning now, Kyle, he didn't teach me everything he knew. There's a lot of stuff that he was trying to show me back then that I was didn't get it until I got a little bit older. But that's how I got into it. The music was always around the house, and I just gravitated to the blues.
So obviously then there wasn't a thought about doing country or doing pop or some other genre. Blues was it?
Yeah, for me. All of that music was played around the house as well. So, I mean, but there was just something about the blues that I gravitated to. I guess, you know, the realness of the voices and the stories, you know.
Now, I understand, if I'm correct, you grew up around Chicago, right?
I grew up on the south side of Chicago, yep.
And how did the Chicago blues scene, how did that influence you?
Well, you know, we had a lot of greats here. The blues, Chicago's known for being the capital of the blues. And so we had a lot of greats here. And I caught the tail end of them, a lot of them here that passed on, you know. And it was just vibrant. And once you saw it, it was like infectious to me. I wanted to get more, you know.
So who were some of the folks you saw early on?
Well, my father, of course, you know, Buddy Guy, Junior Wells. Coco Taylor was very influential to me as a kid. Albert Collins was coming in and out of Chicago. Otis Rush, Eddie Clearwater, Jimmy Johnson. I can go on and on. It was so many greats. Luther Allison was very important. And then, of course, once I started getting on the road and going to do shows with my father, I got to meet his friends like B.B. King, Johnny Hooker, and, you know, Willie Dixon and so on.
Wow. Absolutely incredible. So as you went through school, did you go on to college? Did you look at other career ideas?
I was thinking about it. You know, I wanted I almost had a scholarship to play basketball. I mean, my mom was like, you know, why don't you go on the road for a year with your dad, or, you know, just to see how it is, because they knew I wanted to play too. And I went on the road with dad and never looked back. And that was just my first. When I saw him on stage with the late, great Albert Collins at the age of 18, I said that's what I wanted to do at that moment. That's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
But there's got to be times in this journey where you look around and go, there's got to be an easier way to make a living.
Yeah, you get tested. You get tested, that's true. But the reward I get from seeing the people and seeing the people smile, that's what makes it feel good to me and make me know that that's what I wanted to do. It confirms it.
Now, you got three Blues Music Awards last year for your latest release. What did that feel like?
It was good. It was nice. I don't do it for the awards, Kyle. I love the music, and I'm passionate about it. But it is nice to get recognized amongst your peers at a celebration like that down there in Memphis. You know, we have the Blues Music Awards, and a lot of my colleagues are there. And it's cool. It's like a family reunion. And to get recognized, it felt pretty good.
Now, Blues Music Magazine said that in your hands, blues rock never sounded so outrageous. The blues never sounded so profound.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's got an opinion. I'm just glad he had that opinion.
Well, I can't imagine you don't get much but very positive opinions with your sound.
Well, I try my best, Kyle. Every night I give it all I got to touch the people through the music in a good way. Every night I try to give it up all I got, you know. And doesn't matter if it's 500 people, 5,000, or 50,000. I just do my best every night because I take pride in people wanting to come and hear this music. And I feel like I'm standing on some shoulders that I got to continue, not just, you know, name drop, but to hold the names up so people don't forget.
Well, it sounds like you've got quite the sound. How many folks are you bringing with you in the band?
It's a total of five. We got four on stage, and I got my crew guy, but it's a total four-piece band, and we out, you know, supporting the latest record on Alligator, Blues in My DNA, and I'm loving the response people are giving us.
And I heard you got a Hammond B3 sound in there, too.
Yeah, we got that, too.
there is nothing like a Hammond B3, and when it's part of a blues show, I get excited very quickly. This is going to be a cool event. We're going to hear a segment of Blues in My DNA. Stay on the phone with us. Ronnie Baker Brooks here on The Morning Conversation.
Yeah. About a man above. Didn't know we had no money, 'cause we were rich with pure love. Trying to stretch $1 million to last us a whole week. Stomachs was growling, my tears was falling down my mama's cheek. I never felt thanks empty from the other side of the track. My looks wasn't that privileged, I had to learn to live with that. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Oh, yeah. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Living life with despair. I came a long, long way just to get right, yeah. The hustle is on in streets, y'all, of my neighborhood. Corrupt politicians and crooked cops, all up to no good. Paranoia got my head on a swivel as the bills keep stacking tall. I'm trying my best to stay legit, y'all, with anxiety pitfalls. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA.
Song of the Year, Ronnie Baker Brooks on our Morning Conversation. What went into putting that tune together?
Well, I wrote that song during the pandemic. What I was doing, Kyle, once I figured out that we wasn't going to work and they shut everything down, I started doing a Facebook Live show every Friday on my Facebook page. And I would do different material. And I got to a point where I ran out of material, so I started writing. And I started doing, you know, some of my father's material for the first time that I ever attempted in my life during that period. So I went through his catalog, and he got this song called I Was Born with the Blues. And I was listening to that. I was like, well, wait a minute. I was born with the blues, too. I got blues in my DNA. And that's how that song came about. And, you know, my father would always tell me and my brother Wayne, I got a brother, Wayne Baker Brooks, that plays as well. He told us to write our own stories. And, you know, we can sing the song that was before us and feel those songs, but you got to deliver your own stories. And that's how I came up with Blues in My DNA.
Wow. Incredible. And I know you're going all over the USA this summer.
Yeah, we've been traveling. We did a lot early first quarter of the year. Now we're just doing a lot of festivals now, and I'm preparing for a new record.
So how far up the road are you going to be working on that?
Real soon. Actually, I start some songwriting next week, and I'm always writing, though. I'm always doing some kind of like sketches. I'll come up with ideas and I'll record them, you know. But this time we're focusing mainly on getting songs together for a new album.
So what will people hear when they come out to Riverbend Live on Friday night?
Well, I'm going to give them all I got, the best I got. And if you like music, you come with an open ear to and an open soul to music, we're going to have a great time.
All right, Ronnie Baker Brooks, Riverbend Live, 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Look forward to being out there. And, Ronnie, thanks for being on this morning. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do for the music and the blues.
All right, 8:42 at the Morning Report.